Hey everyone, welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcast. I'm Dane, and this is going to be the podcast for the week of December the 3rd through the 7th.
Hello Wildcats, this is Lane,
Anna,
and Willie with this week's news.
Hello Wildcats, I am Lane, and this is Bethlehem's weekly news. This is episode 8 of our podcast. First, with our news, here is Anna with Bethlehem's local weather report. Anna.
Friday, December the 7th, will be partly cloudy with a high of 57 and a low of 45. Saturday, December the 8th, showers with a high of 56 and a low of 42. Sunday, December the 9th, will be showers in the morning, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, with a high of 62 and a low of 41. Monday, December the 10th, will be partly cloudy with a high of 50 and a low of 41.
This weather data was accurate as of 11/28/18. Wow, Lane, this is already episode 8 of our podcast.
Yeah, I can't believe it either. Episode 8. I remember when we were unable to work these podcasts hardly.
Yeah, now on to our news.
Saturday, December the 8th, Bethlehem High School will be having a fundraiser for Mr. Donald Dady. We will have Ethan Lemieux and his band playing. There will also be a car show and many more entertainments. We hope you will come out and support Mr. Dady.
December 4th, there will be sports pictures for basketball players and cheerleaders. Also, Saturday night, December the 8th, the junior class will be hosting Christmas ball for middle and high school. The cost to enter will be $5 and is semi-formal event.
The junior class is selling chances to win a $50 Visa gift card, along with a certificate for a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts. Chances are $1 each. We will have the drawing December 19th.
Harry Jones' representative will be at Bethlehem to deliver class rings and Leatherman jackets on December 12th from 1 to 2 p.m. Be sure to be here, juniors.
That's all the news we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to this week's news. Up next will be our local sports. Have a great week, Wildcats.
Welcome to BSPN. I'm Dane.
And Emmanuel.
And we're here to bring you the sports from around Bethlehem. The only sport right now that's in full swing is basketball, and the boys have played two games so far in a heartbreaking loss by 2 to Alpha, 78-76. And then they storm back with a statement win over PDL, 63-59. The JV boys, however, are 2-0 against the same two teams, and that is the boys' basketball. They have games coming up against Poplar Springs, Malone, and Central on the 4th, the 6th, and the 7th.
On the girls' varsity team, they're 1-2, and for the girls' JV, they're 0-1.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
It's Cade.
And Gabe here.
Welcome to our segment, Blast from the Past. I hope you love history as much as us, because it's the only thing we'll be talking here.
December 3rd. In 1805, Lewis and Clark, having reached the Pacific coast, look for a spot to make winter camp.
December 4th. In 1816, James Monroe of Virginia is elected the 5th U.S. President. In 1833, the American Anti-Slavery Society is organized in Philadelphia.
December 5th, in 1782, Martin Van Buren, the 8th U.S. President, is born in Kinderhook, New York.
December 6th, in 1865, the 13th Amendment is ratified, officially abolishing slavery. In 1884, workers finish construction on the Washington Monument.
December 7th, in 1787, Delaware becomes the first state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. By the way, you can find all this interesting information in the American Patriots Almanac by William J. Bennett and John T. E. Cribb. Thanks, ladies and gents, for tuning into our history segment, Blast from the Past. And while you're here, check out our next segment.
Hey, guys, this is Dane here, and I'm here with one of our new staff members, Anna. And I'm going to ask her a couple questions so we can introduce her to the audience here. And Anna, what school did you move from to get here?
I moved from Donegal High School in Pennsylvania.
All right. And what are you looking forward to in this class, or like, what's your favorite part? Because I know you've been in here a couple weeks, so like, what's your favorite part of the class?
I like doing news. It's really fun.
Yeah, I like doing like this whole deal right here too. So, what grade are you in?
I'm in 11th grade.
All right, and do you have any favorite sports or anything like that?
I like to play football.
Football's pretty fun. Do you have any favorite hobbies?
I like going fishing with my grandpa.
I do too. That's always fun. What is your favorite food? That's the last question.
That's kind of hard. I like the ham and cheese hot pockets.
Yeah, I like those too. All right, guys, that is my interview with Anna. And Anna, you can actually sign off if you want to.
This is Anna. Bye.
This week we're bringing you the top five movies of the 80s, according to the Bethlehem Wildcast. And we're going to start off. Alex, why don't you introduce number five?
Number five, we have Rocky IV.
Rocky IV is actually, it came out in 1985, and it is about the world champion boxer going over to Russia to take on Ivan Drago in kind of an East versus West situation. And it's a pretty good movie. And so that next we have number four.
Which would be Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters is like an instinct. It's kind of a, it's a classic. Like everyone's heard of Ghostbusters, and it's got Bill Murray in it. It's got Rick Moranis, Sigourney Weaver, all kinds of like famous people that everybody's kind of heard of. And so yeah, that's number four, Ghostbusters.
All right, number three will be Back to the Future.
Back to the Future is like is a trilogy that a lot of people have seen, I think, and it's one of the most popular trilogies I think of all time, and it's certainly for the 80s. It stars Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd as Marty McFly and Dr. Brown. And so, yeah, that's number three, Back to the Future.
Number two, we have Star Wars Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back is usually regarded as one of, is probably the best of the Star Wars movies. And it came out, it was the second movie to come out, but it's episode five. And it's about the rebels, just after their defeat of the Death Star and the Empire, they're trying to, they're on the run. They're trying to get back to where they can stabilize and help run the galaxy. And spoiler warning, this is where everyone, including most of the cast, found out that Luke Skywalker was Darth Vader's son. So that was a cool thing. And number one is going to be...
Number one will be The Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride has kind of got like a misleading title, I feel like. Like a lot of people will think, oh, that's some dumb Barbie movie or something. But it's actually a pretty funny movie. It's got a lot of comedy, a lot of action. It's got like... all the lines basically are quotable and stuff. And so, yeah, that is The Princess Bride at number one. And that is going to be the top five movies of the 80s, as according to the Bethlehem Wildcast. I'm Dane.
And this is Alex.
And we'll see you guys next week. All right, guys, that's the podcast for this week. This has been the Bethlehem Wildcast, and we'll see you in future weeks.